Good morning. Welcome to Fulton High School. My name is Tommy Sweat, and welcome to the WKCS Sports Talk. Today, we have Jeffrey Riddle and Joshua Jones. Guys, thanks for being with us today.
Yes, sir.
So, I believe today we're going to start off with talking about some local sports. Actually, at this high school, we've had spring practice the past 2 weeks, and Jeffrey Riddle is a quarterback. Joshua Jones is a wide receiver, and Tommy, I am also a quarterback. But guys, we're just going to talk about how practice has been going these past 2 weeks and what we're seeing, as far as competition goes, as far as who's standing out. So guys, who's been standing out in your eyes?
Jervis Brown. I think he's becoming a good wide receiver, and he can get a lot better. He's just young guy.
Mm-hmm. He is young. He's got a good frame. I think we can all agree mm-hmm. with his frame. He has a lot of potential. Joshua, how about you?
I say Emmanuel Wallace. Yep. I feel like he's bringing a very good energy to the team, mm-hmm. and he's giving us a lot of looks.
I think he's giving us that Memphis edge, as yes, they say. He's bringing that swagger mm-hmm. that they have down there, and I look forward to playing with him. On both ends, he seems to have an impact.
Yes, sir. He's very energetic.
Mm-hmm. And see, so today is Thursday. Tomorrow is our last day. Is there anything you're looking for tomorrow that is, I mean, is there, what's your goal for like the last practice of spring today and tomorrow?
Well, I want to see us go out there and have fun and just work as much as we can. I mean, the more work, the better we get. So mm-hmm. I just yeah. like us seeing the work. Mm-hmm.
And Josh, you're a senior this year, so you're gonna have a much more leadership role than yeah. Riddle and I, because we're juniors. So what's one thing as a leader that you think you could do to try to help these young guys like Jervis, who's a sophomore, mm-hmm. and Elo, who's a junior, but still he hasn't played varsity football yet.
Yeah.
What's one thing you could work on?
Confidence. I want everybody to have like feel that they're confident in their game and just to go out there and compete with these older guys, since mm-hmm. we're a young team yeah. and things like that.
Yeah, that's the best way to get better if we're pushing each other in practice. Mm-hmm. Riddle, me and you are both in this quarterback race right now, and I don't know about you, but I think ever since that first Monday, we've both gotten considerably better on both sides of the football, offense and defense, and I think that we're pushing each other the right way. What's one thing that you look for, like day in and day out, coming into practice? What's one thing that you're trying to accomplish every day in practice?
I mean, we're always trying to get better, and I push him, he push me, and we all gonna get better, you know, every day. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. So we have spring practice, and then we'll take a couple weeks off, and we'll get right back into it during the summer. I believe we got some scrimmages at Greenville and Anderson County. I believe.
Yeah.
And then I believe August 24th is the first game at South Doyle. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited for it, and I know you guys are excited for it, but what's one thing that you're looking for this season as a goal? Like, what do you think could be a good goal for us this season?
For us to, like, come together as a team and be one and not, like, just people, just one team.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I felt last year we had a lot of talent, but we weren't really like a team. Like, I didn't really feel like that team atmosphere. But I feel like this year, since we'll have some younger guys, I think we can really develop that team atmosphere, because that's going to be the way that we'll win games, because we don't have an easy schedule this year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we got first game South Doyle. Second game is Central, the defending state champs. Powell's going to have a good year. Tough. Obviously, Maryville, I mean, Elk Ridge. So I think the best way for us to like go about this season is to really come together. You know what I mean?
And that
be
starts
be humble.
Mm-hmm. Be humble about it.
Be humble and be confident, like you said, because we're gonna have a lot of young guys, and if they're not confident, because I mean, we got guys like Peebles, who's gonna be playing corner. We got guys like Jarrison,
mm-hmm. yep.
who this will be his first year as a varsity player. I would say Cam, but Cam started all last year as a freshman.
Yeah.
We have guys. James, who's a senior and hasn't had any varsity experience.
Fishback,
so,
too.
Fishback. And so,
Fishback can be very good.
Mm-hmm. Fishback has a lot of potential. So mm-hmm. does James.
Yep.
Yeah. And so those guys, I think these the first couple games, and even though the summer, it'll be big for them to to really build confidence. And
yeah,
I mean, as far as our offensive line, going with James, our offensive line will probably be one of the strong suits of our team this year, so he's going to be a big part of what we do. So, but I mean, that's exciting stuff. You know, I feel like we've had a good 2 weeks of practice. I don't know about you guys. Josh, I hate you haven't been out there with your injury.
Yeah. What? Like a slight hamstring pull at track meet, you know. Just trying to get work in my leg, trying to get better and stuff.
Does it seem like it's feeling better since
the first quarter? Yeah, it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. It's getting better. You've been doing a lot of therapy?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Do you think you'll be back for the summer?
Yeah, I'll be back for sure.
Well, that'll be big for us. Well, I believe that's all we got on Fulton High School football. I think we can make our way to a much more interesting and intriguing topic for our listeners, and that is the Western Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals. I will kick it off with the Eastern Conference Finals. Last night, Game 1, the Bucks and the Raptors. I believe the Bucks took that, so they're up 1-0. I didn't get a chance to watch it a whole lot, but I would like to get on the topic of who, in your opinion, who the better player is, Giannis or Kawhi? I said Giannis because I don't really know how to say his last name, but Giannis or Kawhi, who do you guys think is the better player?
I think Kawhi, he's just an all-around playmaker. He can make stuff happen out of nowhere, so yeah.
I think Kawhi too, because he's got the jump shot, and Antetokounmpo hasn't really developed that jump shot, but I think once he does, he could definitely be he's a stud now. Just imagine when he gets that jump shot. Josh, what do you think?
I'm going to have to go with Giannis just because of the fact that if it comes down to it, if it comes down to it and you have to give the ball to either Giannis or
Kawhi,
then I'm going to give it to Giannis just because I know he could get to the rack and score.
He can. He can score at will.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to the next question. Who do you have winning the series and in how many games? I believe the Bucks are up 1-0. Game 2 is tomorrow night, Friday. So who do you have winning that series and going on to the finals? And how many games? Sorry, let me interrupt. How many games? Like 5 games, 6 games? You think it'll be a sweep?
I think it'll be it might be a sweep, you know.
You think it'll be a sweep?
Yeah.
You think so?
Cuz Toronto, I don't know. They just
they don't have a lot of luck in the playoffs.
Yeah. They just fall, like, I don't know.
I feel like it's going to go down to about 5 games. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Bucks going to win it though.
I think the Bucks will win it too, just because I think they have the best chance of beating the Warriors, because they've beaten them a couple of times in the regular season. And honestly, I mean, Kawhi didn't play last year when Toronto made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and obviously the Raptors don't have any success against LeBron. So I mean, obviously this year's a little different with Kawhi, kind of taking over that role, but I really don't feel like they have just the power to hang with Giannis and the Bucks, you know. And so that'll take us to the Western Conference Finals. I believe Game 2 is tonight. Golden State won Game 1 by a pretty convincing margin against the Trailblazers. And so the headline on this one will be, who do you believe is a better player between Damian Lillard or Stephen Curry?
That's a good one. I mean, they both, like, really good players. I don't really know what to say about that, because Dame, he can know game winners always shoot from half court. Steph Curry, you know, he don't miss, so I really don't know. It's tough.
Dame and Curry. Let's see. Curry just he's ridiculous, but Dame, they're right there at it. It's hard to choose between that.
Oh, it's definitely a close race.
Yeah.
I'd say if I had to pick one, it would have to be Curry, just because what he's got. Three championships on his belt. But I think as far as, like, putting the championships aside, going with skill level, I think skill level, they're probably about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just because Curry has those three rings and Damian Lillard, who hasn't been fortunate enough to, you know, have the players around him to go to the finals. I mean, he's had McCollum, but other than that, he doesn't really have a whole lot of help. But you look at Curry, he's got Thompson, he's got Durant, he's got all those guys that can help him. So I definitely would have to go with Curry on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And this may not be even a question, but who do you think will win this series?
Golden State, for sure.
Yeah, it's State. they're too good. You know, even without KD, they beat the Trailblazers by like 20, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't think KD will be back tonight. And I think they'll still beat them by a pretty manageable margin. But that just speaks to how talented the Warriors are. I mean, I hate seeing them win, but you just gotta admire the fact that they're ridiculously good.
Stacked.
They are ridiculous. And so we'll keep on the NBA road, and we'll talk about the NBA draft lottery that happened a couple nights ago. I got the top five here: the Pelicans with the number one pick, the Memphis Grizzlies with the number two, the New York Knicks with the third, and the Lakers with the fourth, and the Cavaliers with the a five pick. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk with Zion Williamson coming out of Duke. He's probably going to go number one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was looking at Anthony Davis's contract. It ends in 2021. So, I mean, unless they trade him, it's looking like it's going to be what? Tyreek Evans? Is it Holiday or Evans that they got over there, that card? Is it?
I don't
pay a whole lot of attention except for LeBron. Yeah, it's all I know is they got Anthony Davis, they got Julius Randle, and they'll probably have Zion Williamson. So do you think that they could next year probably shake up the Western Conference a little bit?
Yeah, build the chemistry up. Mm-hmm. That'd be
And I was thinking about, there's a question that I came up with yesterday was, we just had the conversation about the guard play in the New Orleans. It's basically non-existent. Do you think that they could not pick Zion and go with, say, Morant?
I doubt it.
Could they go with Morant, though?
They could, but Zion.
Do you think they'll go with Zion?
Zion, he's ridiculous.
Maze and I were talking about it yesterday. I think a lot of it is like, a lot of people, like, say if the Pelicans didn't pick Zion, then their fan base would probably have a revolt, because
they would be mad.
Zion is, they're thinking Zion's this next like generational player like LeBron, you know. So and as far as a lot of people thought the Knicks were going to get the number one pick, but mm-hmm. they'll settle for three, and they probably won't get Zion or Morant. Do you think they'll go with RJ Barrett of Duke or DeAndre Hunter of Virginia, that big guy? I don't really know a whole lot of him. I just know they won the national championship, and he's a big part of what they did. So do you think they'll go with Barrett or Hunter?
I would go with Barrett.
Yeah, they'll probably go with Barrett.
You think
Barrett's
so?
Barrett's a better scorer.
Yeah. He's a true scorer, I feel.
Yeah.
And then we have, at the fourth pick, we got LeBron and the Lakers. And, I mean, if the Knicks pass up on Hunter, they could get Hunter. They could get, they're saying, Jarrett Culver out of Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And he came alive in the NCAA tournament. And they also were looking at Cam Reddish out of Duke. Do you think, out of those three, who do you think would best match up with what they got going down there in L.A. with LeBron? And they'll probably need another superstar. We don't know who that'll be. But who do you think will match up with that young talent? Who do you think will match up best with LeBron down there in L.A.?
I mean, I really don't know. They're both, like, big-time players. Like, all of them are big-time players.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you just, if you get one, you might just work.
Yeah. Yeah, I think LeBron has, he's got a good tendency to help those young guys. You know, I mean, this year it wasn't very a good example of it because they obviously missed the playoffs. But I think if he gets the right guy in there, heck, I mean, Barrett might drop down to four and they can get Barrett. I think Barrett might go well with LeBron, you know, because they both have good size. Barrett could learn from LeBron. But, I mean, I really don't know when the NBA draft is. I don't really watch the NBA until the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that plays out. But, I mean, that's just some things to think about. We got, moving on here, we got Tennessee basketball. We'll go with Tennessee basketball. And we all know that there's been a lot of talk and a lot of speculation about how good we'll be next year because we're losing, obviously, Grant Williams?
Yep.
Who's back-to-back SEC player of the year. Schofield, Bone,
mm-hmm.
Alexander's graduating. So I guess my question is, how good do you think the Tennessee Volunteers will be next year on the hardwood?
Mm. I say they'll be straight. They'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if they get a couple good players coming in, then they'll be the same.
Yeah, because they got that five star. I believe it's Josiah James.
Yeah,
he's McDonald's All American. So I mean, him to go along with Bowden and Turner and Pons. I mean, we won't be
terrible. Yeah. We'll win games.
We'll win some games. I don't think we'll make it to the SEC title game. I don't think we'll be like co-champions like we have in years past. But
yeah,
I think we'll be okay. Riddle, what do you think?
You know, last year they had a good run. But yeah, if they get some good recruits as they are, and you know, they'll just be good like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Let's see, so we'll move on to Lady Vols softball, which I know is just an intriguing topic, but I figured we'd bring it up just because the NCAA regionals start tomorrow night. The Lady Vols are hosting a regional as the 12th seed. They'll play Longwood tomorrow. UNC, North Carolina, and Ohio State will also play tomorrow night. But I know you guys, do you guys listen to softball at all?
Nah, not really.
I mean, I watch a little softball, like, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah, I watch the Women's College World Series, and that's about it. But if UT's pretty good, I'll watch them. But I'll throw some numbers out here at you. So the head coaches, the co-head coaches for this Lady Vols softball is Karen and Ralph Weekly. They've been coaching Tennessee for 18 seasons. Mm. And so out of those 18 seasons, they've made the Women's College World Series 7 times. And I believe it was back in 2012, 2013 that they made it to the finals, like back-to-back years. Mm-hmm. They played Oklahoma both years. One year they got to be pretty bad. But one year they were actually like an out or two away from winning like the national championship. They kind of choked it.
Yeah.
But the question is, do you think that, I mean, they've been coaching for 18 years. They made the Women's College World Series 7 times. They made the finals probably about 4 of those 7 times.
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, this can apply to anything. I mean, say if this is a football team and they've been ranked nationally every year, do you think that it's time for a national championship? And do you think that if they don't win a national championship, that they could potentially be on the hot seat, so to speak?
I feel like they could win it. Like, oh no, I just feel it. Like, UT has done some things in the past years, and I feel like they could do it this year with the team they have, especially with the coaches with their experience. And if they don't make it, then I feel like they'll be able to get it in the next 5 years.
I agree. I haven't really got a chance to watch them a whole lot, but I do know that they are. I mean, every year in and year out, UT softball is always pretty stout.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they got a good chance to win it. If they win their regional, they'll probably have to play in the super regional, Florida, mm-hmm. who is the 5 seed. And Florida, they won the national championship a couple years ago, like back-to-back years. Yeah, so, good. I mean, that'll be tough.
Yeah. But
I figured I'd throw that out there because the regional's tomorrow, and we'll see how the postseason shapes up for the Lady Vols softball. And I believe that wraps up the show. We got about 11 minutes left here in a second block.
Yes, sir.
So I guess any final words from you two?
Just I want to say that this year I'm looking forward to the season, and I got something to prove.
Okay.
Yeah, this season we all have something to prove because we're the underdogs. Nobody's looking for a full team, you know.
That is true.
So, yeah.
And I'll second both of those comments by saying that a lot of people have been doubting us this off season. We're losing a lot of talent, but I think we got a good chance to make some noise this year. So I definitely agree with that. But guys, this has been the WKCS Sports Talk. Thanks for joining me. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.